Then he finds that the director of one of the Fuchs online groups has been pleading, no, no, don't do that. It's experimental. There's not enough data. The Fuchs dystrophy can return if they don't remove the whole cornea. Don't let them use you as a guinea pig. Good. Maybe the traditional surgery is the way. Stephen does more research, talks to some doctor friends, asks a lot of questions, and we're back to the new surgery. Good. That will be easier. How do I know to have surgery? I don't need my eyes after all. But the pain is getting worse, and at times it is exhausting. It lessens my efficiency in sharing inquiry with people. That shows me the way of it, and right here, right now, nothing has happened, and I can't know what will happen. I am dictating this after putting drops of eye pain medication in my right eye. I've been doing my job, a weekend intensive, and then I signed books for an hour or so until my eyes stung. What a beautiful moment. Stephen typing my words, the breeze flowing through the open terrace door of the hotel room, the Stockholm sky, the gratitude I'm feeling for two doctors. Pascal's mother, who express mailed me emergency eye drops from France, and Gustav's father, who prescribed another brand here in Stockholm. They, too, are the way of it, allowing me to continue to function in this moment. Tomorrow morning, Gustav will pick us up after breakfast and drive us to the airport for our flight to Amsterdam. Who knows how my eye condition will turn out? I only know that it's a good thing, as I sit here, doing what I do, being what it is. Whose corneas will show up? Who will die and give me new vision if the surgery works? Like me, like you, he or she will die perfectly on time, not a moment too early or too late, and I will inherit the corneas living in that person now. A woman, a man, old, young, black, white, yellow. One dear man in Germany who loves the work offered to donate his corneas. Stephen thanked him and said that he didn't qualify since he wasn't dead. I love the way of it. I love that when I die, my body parts too will be recycled. Take my heart, my organs, my second-hand eyes. Take whatever you need, whatever is usable. They don't belong to me anyway, and they never have. I look forward to being blind if the surgery doesn't work. I've already been there, almost. I have walked through airport terminals, unable to see the signs or read the monitors. I have walked through hotels when the world was a total blur. I have stood in front of 1,000 people when I was unable to see raised hands in a world without faces, without colors, a beautiful world, and very simple to live in. Stephen can see and read without glasses, and at the hotel breakfast buffet, I am quick to be on my own as he points out where the soft-boiled eggs are, where the decaf is, where the bread goes into the toaster, where the yogurt and fruit are. I know that I don't need to know anything, and perception shows me shadows, textures, the feel and glow of the world. I gather my food and walk across the large dining room with him, looking for the man who is to join us for the breakfast business meeting. As I walk, everything is dark, and yet there are differences, shadows, dark and darker. A shadow moves. I say, "Is that Peter, sweetheart?" And Stephen answers, "Yes, there he is." Without him, I would have had no difficulty walking up and saying, "Peter, is that you?" And today, the way of it is so kind that there are no obstacles, no chairs out of order, no objects on the floor to trip over. I always know that the way is clear. And when I trip over an obstacle, I enjoy myself all the way to the ground. Falling is equal to not falling. Getting up again and not being able to are equal. The only way you can know the way of it is to join it without separation. It's constant lovemaking with no other lover than what is. I see the common good everywhere. The common good looks like entire villages being wiped out by one tsunami. It looks like one man losing his legs, another man getting the raise that he worked so hard for, a woman so obese that she can't bend over. It looks like the stench coming from the sewer or the clouds as they slowly move across the blue sky. I no longer believe that the man with no legs shouldn't have lost his legs. I see that he wants them. I see that he thinks he needs them, and I see the heartbreak that comes from believing that. I see that his war with reality is causing all his misery. Misery can never be caused by loss of legs. It can only arise from his desire for what's not. I should, I shouldn't, you should, you shouldn't, I want, I need. These unquestioned thoughts distort the appearance of the good that is as common as grass. When you believe them, you make your mind small, and small-mindedness doesn't allow you to see why the loss of legs is good, why blindness is good, sickness, hunger, death, a village wiped out, the whole apparent world of suffering. You stay unaware of the good that is all around you. You block out the elation you feel when you finally recognize it. Whatever you think, reality is the natural way of it. It won't bend to your ideas of what it should be, and it won't wait for your consent. It will remain just as it is, pure goodness, whether or not you understand.
Try to make people moral, and you lay the groundwork for vice.
Being present means living without control and always having your needs met. For people who are tired of the pain, nothing could be worse than trying to control what can't be controlled. If you want real control, drop the illusion of control. Let life live you. It does anyway. You're just telling the story about how it doesn't, and that's a story that can never be real. You didn't make the rain or the sun or the moon. You have no control over your lungs or your heart or your vision or your breath. One minute you're fine and healthy, the next minute you're not. When you try to be safe, you live your life being very, very careful, and you may wind up having no life at all. Everything is nourishment. I like to say, don't be careful, you could hurt yourself. You can't make people moral. People are what they are, and they'll do what they do, with or without our laws. Remember the Prohibition Amendment?